It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll reflect on life with the ones you forgot. Check in with PP from Blood Red Roses. Find peace with the Scullers. And chat with Casey Marley of Shoebies. They're opening for Dashboard Confessional at All Time Low at the Stone Pony on August 26th. And two of the bands I mentioned, The Ones You Forgot and The Scullers, are on the Earbuds Jersey Rock mixtape. It's a rad hot pick cassette tape featuring 8 local acts. Stay tuned to learn how you can win your very own copy from Rat Radio. But first, on the phone are Michael Boylan and Jen Wolf of Where's Tino. Their EP, The Girl from Bangs Avenue, is out now. Guys, thanks for calling into the Jersey Rock Podcast.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Of course, your EP, The Girl from Bangs Avenue, is out now. What went into producing that disc?
Well, let's see. It was fun. You know, Jen and I kind of worked hard on writing these songs, and we sort of pre-produced them, right, Jen? We got them all ready for recording.
Yeah, we wanted to get as much done before we went into the studio, just so we were prepared and ready, to make something really great.
I'll tell you, I love the sound. I love the alt-rock vibe you have. There's also some good synth going on as well. And we recently featured your video for The Girl from Bangs Avenue as the Jersey Rock Video of the Week. That's an awesome video. Tell us about making that.
Well, I'm a filmmaker by trade, so I do a lot of kind of movies, and I do commercials and stuff locally, which is kind of fun. So I always love that creative process. So it was kind of neat to take those skills that I already had and come up with a fun concept of something that everyone can kind of relate to now as like an Uber driver, you know? And I just thought, what if this guy sort of fell in love with this cute girl that he picks up, and, they sort of have like a little in-car, romance kind of thing, it kind of made sense with the song. So it was fun. We filmed it in like a garage, like the old, they call it the poor man's process of driving a car, where we weren't actually moving. We just had like lighting effects to make it look like the car was moving. So it was super fun.
We were having like the typical stereotypes of people in the backseat, just to break it up a little bit from that girl. We had that annoying kid throwing popcorn at Robert, the driver, the old couple making out in the backseat. So, we just wanted to lighten it up a little bit with those.
The effects looked honestly better than I've seen on television with the car driving. So you chose the lighting very well. And I love that you guys would appear in the back seat from time to time to keep the song going. I just thought it was really cool. So good job there.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate it.
Now, it's a little ways away, but you guys are rocking the downtown in Red Bank on September 27th. What can people expect from a performance from Where's Tino?
Well, we kind of, this whole summer we sort of developed, we just got a live band together this past summer. So, it's been sort of like a work in progress for us, but we're definitely there now, as far as our live show. So, we just try to give a lot of energy, and Jen and I do a lot of vocal harmony, so people can expect that if you're into that. And then, obviously Jen rocks the synth, kind of brings you back to like the 80s and 90s. And then, our songs, we just love, we've got these hooks that kind of stick in your head. So people can kind of expect to walk out of the club saying, hey, I kind of remember that tune. I can't get it out of my head.
If somebody wants to find out more about Where's Tino, how can they do so?
Well, we have our website, where'stino.com, but we're all over social media. So our Instagram page, Facebook, we're on Bandcamp, SoundCloud, all over. Basically anywhere you can find music, we're there. And then on YouTube, we have our videos up there.
The track we're doing is your latest single. Tell us about I Want To.
So, like, a lot of our beginning songs that we wrote together are about, the beginning of a new, young relationship. But I Want To is that moment where you're ready to take it to the next level. And there's that roller coaster of emotions that you go through right before, the first time. But the song just takes you through what you're feeling before you have sex for the first time.
Michael Boylan and Jen Wolf of Where's Tino. Their new EP, The Girl from Bangs Avenue, is available now. Catch them September 27th over at the Downtown in Red Bank. Guys, thank you so much for calling into the Jersey Rock Podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, same here. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Where's Tino with I Want To on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
In this dark room I can see, look that's in your eye. Don't be scared, we'll make it through.
Jenna from The Ones You Forgot, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Don't say that.
The Ones You Forgot with Here Forever on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. They're Too Afraid to Say EP is out now. You can score it at theonesyouforgot.com. The track you just heard is on that release, as well as the Earbuds Jersey Rock mixtape. Rat Radio teamed with In the Clouds to produce a totally bodacious cassette tape featuring 8 Jersey Rock bands. It looks cool as hell, and it totally rocks. You can purchase your own copy of the tape at intheclouds.io, or you can win it from Rat Radio. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat at 11:30 p.m. on August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd to win a copy, or you can enter to win one online at WRAT.com. Find the link on the Jersey Rock page, or just click the contest tab. On the phone is Pete V of Blood Red Roses. Catch them opening for King's X at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on Friday, August 24th. Pete, thanks for calling into the Jersey Rock Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Tom. I really appreciate it.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on. I know you guys are all veterans of the Jersey Rock scene, but Blood Red Roses has only been together for about a year, right?
Yeah. We've all been doing different things, and, a few of us in the band have known each other for years, and it was just one of those things that came together. The timing was right, and when we started to, creating with each other again, it all just kind of fell into one thing, and we were really excited about it.
I know you're currently working on your debut EP. How's that going?
It's going great, actually. We just finished recording the last 2 songs. It's going to be a 6-song EP. We're hoping to get it out before the end of the year. That's the plan. Hopefully that'll happen. I think it will. We don't have a title for it yet, but we just finished recording the last 2 songs on it last week with actually the engineer, Mike Ferretti, who worked on 2 or 3 Seven Dust albums over the last few releases. So we're pretty excited by it.
I know you already have a couple of singles out now. How could someone get those?
So, yeah, we're available pretty much everywhere where you can buy music. So it's iTunes, Amazon, Spotify as well for streaming. And we also have a YouTube channel. So you can find us pretty easily if you're looking for us.
Friday, August 24th, you're rocking the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, opening up for King's X. What can people expect from Blood Red Roses that night?
Yeah, I think you can expect us to put on a high-energy show. We kind of treat that 40 minutes, 35, 40, 45 minutes like, if we're not completely physically, emotionally spent by the end of the set, then we didn't do our job. So I think people are going to see a high-energy show, and we're especially excited because we all love King's X. And to be able to open for them is really something we're excited about.
How could someone get tickets for that show?
The Blood Red Roses Facebook page. It's Blood with a U. We have an event set up that has a ticket link embedded. So anybody who's interested in buying tickets can just go to our Blood Red Roses Facebook page, go to the King's X event that is part of our page, and look for the ticket link and buy there.
The track we're doing is Lies. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, so it's kind of, it's a biographical song about one of the members of our band. I can't get too much into specifics because it's really close to home, but I think the lyrics of the song just kind of speak about betrayal, and anybody who listens to the lyrics kind of get the story.
Pete V of Blood Red Roses. Catch them at the Stone Pony on Friday, August 24th, opening for King's X, and keep an eye out for a new EP coming out not before too long. Pete, thank you so much for calling into the podcast.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Hell yeah, man. It's been a pleasure. Right now, it's to that track. Here's Blood Red Roses with Lies on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
In silence, I watch the daylight fade. Yeah.
Jack Sculler from the Scullers, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
You bought a bright blue car to see the look on my face. I hear thunder coming out just to help me erase. There's only one girl for me, but I don't love you no more.
Yeah.
The Scholars with Peace With You on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off the band's Meet the Scholars EP. It's available now at thescholars.com. And that track is also on the Earbuds Jersey Rock mixtape. Buy it at intheclouds.io or enter to win your own copy now on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. On the phone is Casey Marley of Shoebies. You can catch them at the Stone Pony opening for All Time Low and Dashboard Confessional on Sunday, August 26th. Casey, thanks for calling into the podcast.
What's going on, man? Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Dude, it's the pleasure is mine. Welcome to Jersey Rock. I know right now you've got an A-side, B-side out called Motion. Tell us about that release.
Yeah, man. So Motion was originally supposed to be a 3-track EP. We decided to cut one track off and keep it a single, an A-side and a B-side, which we are releasing vinyls for right now. But the first track, Peachy, it's like slower and sort of more vibey, whereas the song Honey, it picks up and it gets a little bit more punchy and it's sort of dancey. And that one's a lot more fun, whereas the first one's very just flowy and it's more so feel good.
Whether it's a digital download or the vinyl, how could someone get a hold of Motion?
You can get a hold of Motion on any streaming platform, whether it be Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, or you can get a hold of the vinyls, or you can purchase our digital music from shoebiesnj.com. And you can find everything on our website, all of our music prior to Motion, and all of our upcoming shows are on there listed as well.
Speaking of upcoming shows, this is a big one. Sunday, August 22nd, over at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, you're opening for All Time Low and Dashboard Confessional. What can people expect from Shoebies that day?
A lot of energy, man. A lot of dancing and a lot of fun. All of our shows, we're blessed to be in a position where we could hang out with a lot of people with similar goals and similar interests. And everybody comes out and we all have a good time dancing, singing, sweating, the usual.
What's the best way for someone to stay up everything that Shoebies is up to?
Everything that Shoebies is up to, probably our social media outlets. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram. We have a Tumblr, I believe, Facebook, everything at ShoebiesNJ. Our most up-to-date is probably our Instagram or our Twitter. That's where we post about everything. Our Facebook's not as current. But, I mean, we post everything on there.
The track we're doing is Sex. Tell us about this song.
This is like the one song. It's off of our Cherry EP, and Cherry is entirely conceptual, as are all of the other two projects that we've released thus far. This song, Sex, in particular, is probably the only song that doesn't bear any sort of emotional significance to us. It was just raw energy, and that's how we intended it to be. It's just sex. So the name is blunt. It's just sex, and we kind of just channeled that overtly sexual energy and put it into a song, and we think it just rocks, man.
Casey Marley of Shoebies. Catch them at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, opening for All Time Low and Dashboard Confessional on Sunday, August 26th. Casey, thank you so much for calling into the podcast.
It was awesome, man. My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Shoebies with Sex on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Since I met you, all I do is think about sex. I met you, all I do is think about sex. Quiet like it better this way. And you undress like the last cigarette that you take. Keep it quiet, girl, you're talking too much. Well, let's pretend I would feel it. Girl, I'm only your touch. Little out of night, you're working me up. I got my finger on the trigger. I'm ready for blood. You can shout it cause you're out of your mind. And I'm a long head, no good waste of your time.
Shoobies with Sex on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss them at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on Sunday, August 26th. They're opening for All Time Low and Dashboard Confessional. Learn more at shoobiesnga.com. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Monday for a new podcast, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter and Club Rat at WRAT.com to have it delivered straight to your email. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.